Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
From the historic campus of Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, where the good, the true, and the beautiful are taught, nurtured, and honored, this is the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, bringing the activity and education of the college to listeners across the country.
There's this kind of division that a lot of the historians writing about the 20s know between, so to speak, the city and the country. That the urban and rural divide between cultural sensibilities. And this is something that stayed with us, mm-hmm. I think, ever since. The revolution in manners and morals was not happening in the countryside.
This is your host, Scott Bertram. Welcome to the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, part of the Hillsdale College Podcast Network. That was Bill McClay, author of the book Land of Hope, An Invitation to the Great Story. He's also Victor Davis Hansen Chair in Classical History and Western Civilization at Hillsdale College. We talk in depth with Dr. McClay about one specific chapter from Land of Hope on today's show. Dr. McClay, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, Scott, it's always great to be with you.
We are taking this opportunity to get a little small inside your book, Land of Hope, and focus on a particular chapter. And we're talking about From Boom to Bust. The 20s into the Great Depression, that era of American history. This period following the First World War is synonymous with Warren G. Harding's now malign campaign slogan of return to normalcy. As you note in Land of Hope, there was a reason, though, the American populace found this sentiment so attractive. Why is that, and how does it set up this period?
Well, for one thing, the colossal ambitions of Woodrow Wilson, who already had done a great deal to change the structure of American government in his time in office, and that had involved Americans in the worst war in human history to that point. That alone would have been enough to make people long for a more normal form of existence. But there's much more. The economy was in a tailspin. There was a sharp recession, and the Wilson administration had been very aggressive in its use of propaganda to persuade Americans to support the war effort, had a disinclination to protect civil liberties, and Wilson's Attorney General A. Mitchell Palmer was especially concerned about foreign extremists, dissidents, and some of whom were genuinely dangerous. So this is the time of the communist revolution, the Bolshevik revolution in Russia. So the idea that democracies might be threatened, might be overthrown by insurrectionists and the like was very much in the air. So and yet the Red Scare of those years was carried to extremes because of the Palmer raids and the like. So people were very much ready for a change and to get back to a normal way of life, a normal economy, that making the world safe for enterprise rather than democracy in the Wilsonian sense. That seemed like a very good prospect to most Americans.
You note in Land of Hope that some of the same techniques that were used in propaganda for support of the First World War were repurposed in the 20s for advertising during peacetime and this Making America Safe for Enterprise. What effects did that have on the economic prosperity of the period, and how did Harding achieve that goal?
Well, this is really over the period of the 20s. Generally, is a time of enormous prosperity with tremendous growth in the consumer end of the economy, that the productivity of American industry was astonishing. The American economy was half of the world's economy this time. It's just amazing how economically dominant the country was. Advertising was a way of stimulating demand, so of making people aware of products that they had not considered they might need or want, and making that need felt in the most powerful way possible.
Not just need or want, but can't live without.
Can't live without, yes. I hadn't heard of it yesterday, but now I can't live without it. So, yes, really, the growth of advertising in these years was just as impressive as the growth in the products that the advertising was meant to promote.
Dr. Bill McClay is with us. We talk about his chapter From Boom to Bust in his great book, Land of Hope. Frederick Lewis Allen once concluded the 1920s experienced a revolution in manners and morals. But in the book, you provide a much more nuanced take that acknowledges some of these more libertine sensibilities, but also some of the socially conservative movements of this period. How would you define the 1920s, culturally speaking?
I think it's better thought of as a period of division, of culturally speaking, that the revolution of manners and morals is not a myth, but it really refers to a very small number of people who had access to the megaphones of culture, which I even now, to have access to the megaphones of culture, can give you ability to sort of create a sense of what's real. But at that time, people were very unsophisticated about media. And so, the kind of gargoyle journalism of the time with spectacular events and pseudo-events, Lindbergh's flight, enormously pumped up. And this occupies a lot of attention, a lot of column inches in the newspapers of the time, but doesn't necessarily reflect a transformation in a way of life. Alan, you're referring to his book Only Yesterday, enormously influential and very entertaining book by an inveterate journalist. And he talks about how the automobile was turning into the house of prostitution on wheels. Well, I dare say that's an exaggeration. And Booth Tarkington, who's almost forgotten today, who wrote books, his book Alice Adams, almost completely forgotten today, was, I believe it won the Pulitzer Prize, and it was a very, very popular, wide-selling book about a young girl who's not like Dreiser's sister Carrie, not this kind of ruthlessly ambitious woman who'll do whatever it takes to get to the top, but she's somebody who is an admirable character who comes from humble beginnings and really affirms the possibility of honorable upward mobility in American life. So I think now there's another side to this division, which is that you see the rise of groups like the Ku Klux Klan, which comes back more as with an anti-immigrant element in it, because the immigration, which had been going on at unprecedentedly high levels from the 1870s on, in the 1920s, it finally that is slowed to a trickle after years, decades, 50 years, roughly speaking, of gushing immigration. It was transforming the life of American cities. So that's something else that those who thought too much immigration too fast. New York was a city at one point for 4 out of 5 New Yorkers were foreign born. That's pretty, even today we don't see those kinds of numbers. But so there was a time, an element in society said, no, we can't have any more of this. We've got to bring in immigration to a halt. And sometimes that took on ugly excesses of nativism, of xenophobia, anti-immigrant feeling that was racist in character. But it wasn't all like that. In any event, there's this kind of division that a lot of the historians writing about the 20s note between, so to speak, the city and the country, that the urban and rural divide between cultural sensibilities. And this is something that stayed with us, mm-hmm. I think, ever since. But the revolution in manners and morals was not happening in the countryside. It was happening in the cities, and a few cities at that.
Dr. McClay will come back and continue this conversation about the 20s and the Depression as we look deeper into Land of Hope, an invitation to the great As we look deeper into Land of Hope, an invitation to the great American story. I'm Scott Bertram. This is the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke. And we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR 1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
We're back on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. We've been talking with Dr. Bill McClay, Victor Davis Hanson Chair in Classical History and Western Civilization at Hillsdale College, and also author of the book Land of Hope, An Invitation to the Great American Story, digging deeper into the chapter on the 20s and the Great Depression. Dr. McClay. The case of a rising tide lifting all boats.
I think that you can say that, yes. I think with one interesting exception, that farmers, the agricultural economy, the collapse of commodity prices that had been going on through the 19th century continued. You know, the period of what was called Coolidge prosperity lifted a lot of boats, maybe all boats, maybe most boats, but it did not lift the farmer's boat.
Talking with Dr. Bill McClay, his book Land of Hope, An Invitation to the Great American Story. We're discussing the From Boom to Bust chapter covering much of the 1920s. One of the fascinating observations from Land of Hope is that the 1928 presidential election was the beginning of a political realignment that would culminate in FDR's New Deal coalition. What do you mean by that? How do the demographic trends contribute to that eventual conclusion?
Yeah, well, the 28th election was interesting because there's a pretty strong case to be made that the Hoover's victory over Al Smith was almost entirely due to religion, to people voting by religious affiliation. That is, Hoover attracted the Protestant vote, and Al Smith, who was an Irish Catholic, attracted the Catholic vote, and a few other groups that tended to vote Democratic for a long time for a variety of reasons. That does begin with 28. You do see a coalescence of the urban working class, largely, although not entirely Catholic, non-Protestant might be a better way to put it. And that sets the stage for Roosevelt in 1932 to really capture that group. And also the Southern Democrats, some Southerners were still Democrats from the post-Civil War era. The Solid South continued for quite a while longer. And Roosevelt was a kind of a political genius in holding that together. I mean, the Democratic Party, the New Deal coalition, was made up of urban liberals, working class, not particularly liberal, but working class Catholics, and Southern Protestant farmers. I was going to say rednecks, but I don't know that I want to do that. But it was a most improbable group, and you do see ways in which, for example, on issues like civil rights, Roosevelt moved very slowly and carefully with those issues, the things that he's tasked for now. And the 28 election, even though it seemed unpropitious for the Democrats at the time, it presaged, it laid the groundwork for one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, presidential political party coalitions in American history. But if you're looking for consistency, ideological consistency in effective coalitions, you're looking in the wrong place. it was an odd collection of people that shared a similar enemy, and that was the main thing that held them together.
One final question on this From Boom to Bust chapter in Land of Hope from Dr. Bill McClay. We talked about the boom. We got to talk about the bust.
Yeah.
How did America go from reaching the heights of prosperity to an economic collapse in the span of less than a decade?
Well, the question you're really asking, I think, is what causes the Great Depression? And there's, I think, even now not a clear consensus about that. I think there are some really strong disagreements. The standard explanation was, and I'll try to simplify it as much as I can, that there were imbalances in the world economy coming out of the First World War, that's kind of a big background structural matter, so that the recovery of the German economy was actually very important to the health of the American economy. Mm-hmm. But there also is the view that the American economy was too productive. It was overproduction and underconsumption. And that may sound funny because people think of the 20s as a time of a kind of raucous, riotous living based on Frederick Lewis Allen and these sort of gargoyle images of, you know, bathtub gin and champagne showers and this sort of F. Scott Fitzgerald and his wife Zelda dancing in the fountain at the Ritz Hotel in New York City. These kinds of images of the roaring 20s. But, in fact, the argument that Keynesians make, and most, I think, liberals, Democrats would make a version of this argument, is that there was a maldistribution of resources. The rich were getting richer. Others were not getting rich fast enough to be able to stimulate, to be able to provide sufficient demand in the economy to move goods, these giant inventories that we're building up. And when you have inventories build up and you're a businessman, what do? You lay people off. You mm-hmm. stop producing. And so people started to finding themselves unemployed. And without the resources to buy the goods that we were already overstocked and sitting in warehouses. And so another round of layoffs. So you get a spiral downward. It's a rather compelling explanation. But there's, I think, another explanation on offer that's pretty compelling, too. And this involves the malfeasances of government, particularly the Federal Reserve mm-hmm. Board in contracting the money supply at the very moment that it should have been expanding it. And that this, these monetary, essentially monetary decisions took what could have been an ordinary recession and prolonged it into a Great Depression. It was the length of the Depression that made it great, mm-hmm. not merely the severity of it. And it certainly, after the 1936 election and Roosevelt's contraction of spending, ironically led to what's sometimes called the Roosevelt Depression or the Roosevelt Recession, right after his winning one of the biggest electoral victories in American history. He overplayed his hand in a number of ways. So I think there's this sort of maldistribution of wealth explanation. There's this monetary mismanagement. There are other explanations. I think the world economy plays a role. It's a huge question, I think, that how... And you know, it's sort of troubling because if we don't feel that we really know
right.
what caused it, what's to say it can't happen again? And I won't go on and on about the dire mistakes, economic mistakes that have led us to where we are right now. But it was awfully nice if we had more clarity about the past.
Dr. Bill McClay, Victor Davis Hanson Chair in Classical History and Western Civilization at Hillsdale College. We talk from his book, Land of Hope, An Invitation to the Great American Story. This is the From Boom to Bust chapter. Dr. McClay, thanks so much for joining us here on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour.
Scott, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure and an honor.
Up next, we talk with Glenn Elmers, co-editor of the new book, Leisure with Dignity, Essays in Celebration of Charles R. Kessler. I'm Scott Bertram. This is the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns Buckin' by the River. From May 15th to the 18th, immerse yourself in four nights filled with heart-racing action, family entertainment, and the unmatched excitement of rodeo competition. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at readingrodeo.com. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Tickets are available now exclusively at readingrodeo.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Shasta County Grand Jury application deadline has been extended to April 24th. To apply or to get details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Don't delay. Get your application in now.
Please apply now.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
The heart-pounding excitement of the Reading Rodeo is back, Bucket by the River. Join us May 15th to the 18th for four unforgettable nights of heart-pounding action with family fun and the unrivaled thrill of rodeo. Tickets are available now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. The Reading Rodeo, where legends are born and memories are made. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th and ensure you're part of the action. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today so you don't miss out.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.